So, finding myself with the new confessor, I began, little by little, to open my interior. Many times, the Lord commanded me to manifest to the confessor what he had told me. And when I would not do it, the Lord would scold me. He would reproach me severely. And at times, he reached the point of telling me that if I did not do it, he would not come anymore. Which for me is the most bitter pain, such that all other pains compared to this seem to me nothing other than blades of straw. Therefore, the fear that he would really not come was so great that I did as much as I could in order to manifest my interior. It is true that many times this cost me much, but the fear of losing my dear Jesus would make me overcome everything. On the part of the confessor, I was also pushed to tell him where such a state was coming from, what happened to me when I was in that doziness, what was the cause of it. He would now command me to manifest it. Now he would force me through the precepts of obedience. And now he would place before me the fear that I might be living in illusion and deceit, living within myself, while if I manifested it to the priest, I could be more certain and tranquil, and that the Lord never permits that the priest be mistaken when the soul is obedient. So, Jesus Christ pushed me from one side, the confessor from the other. It seemed to me that sometimes they were banding together, the two of them, the confessor and Jesus Christ. So I managed to manifest my soul. The past confessor would not do that. He would not ask me a single question. He would not try to know what was happening to me in that state of doziness. And so I myself did not know how to come out to talk about these things. The concern he had was that I be resigned, conformed to the will of God, bearing the cross that the Lord had given me. So much so that if sometimes he saw me a little bothered, he would suffer great disappointment. So it happened that I spent about another year with this confessor, in the same state described above. And since the confessor knew where that state of suffering was coming from, he told me that when Jesus Christ wanted me to have sufferings, I should go to him to ask for the obedience. I remember that one morning, after communion, the Lord told me, "Daughter, the iniquities that are committed are so many that the scale of my justice is about to overflow. Now, know that I will pour heavy scourges upon men, especially a most fierce war in which I will make a slaughter of human flesh." "Ah, yes," he continued, almost crying, "I gave bodies to men, that they might be as many sanctuaries where I would go and delight in them. But they have turned them into sewers of rot, whose stench is such that they force me to stay far away from them. See what recompense I receive for so much love and for so many pains that I suffered for them. Who has ever been treated like me? Ah, no one. But what is the cause? It is the excessive love I have for them. Therefore, I will try with the chastisements.